Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Living by faith alone. She and her husband went to the revival because the church was their church, too, sort of. They hadn't been shy about telling their neighbors they liked the fellowship, but weren't that hot on all that stuff about hell. Maybe the revival's title should have kept them away. Hell, what it is, where it is, who goes there. Well, they went anyway. And she described it thusly. Even if I could write every word, I could scarcely suggest the unloving tone and manner of presentation, the vulgarity and crude materialism of the whole thing, the geological location, the names of people now there, the vile denunciation of others, the stickiness of melted brimstone, the red flames of burning sulfur. It was all but intolerable. And then came the test. In what she calls a large, challenging voice, the preacher asked, whether there was anyone before them who did not believe in hell. Caroline Boa Henderson, who with her husband Will worked a plot of Oklahoma grassland, were not particularly shaken by a preacher flinging brimstone. Is there anyone here who does not believe in hell? He said again. And Caroline Henderson raised her hand. Preacher marched up the aisle, told Caroline to hold out her hand, lit a match, and held it beneath her skin. You think your body can't burn? He said. It wasn't fire she doubted. It was the place he delighted to call hell. Her hand blistered, or so she told her readers. But what really burned her was how that fire breather told her neighbors it was unbelievers such as this woman who are going to burn in you nowhere. The Hendersons never darkened the church door again, the only church within miles on the windswept grassland. Land so many abandoned that when it dried into powder, it swept into the lungs of man and beast alike. The Hendersons grew more and more alone. People in town thought of prickly Caroline Henderson as hard to get along with. True believers sometimes are, and Caroline Henderson was. She didn't believe in some nether world of hellfire, but she was a champion of faith in this world, even in the Dust Bowl. Caroline Henderson believed a man or woman who loved the land he or she worked would reap a harvest of virtue and grace. And that faith sounds a little cockamamie today, even here in Siouxland, where the abundance of our good land keeps us here. But Caroline Henderson truly believed, like Thomas Jefferson, that those who labor in the earth are the chosen people of God. The Hendersons lived in no man's land on the Oklahoma Panhandle, where between 1933 and 38, she and Will suffered 301 dust storms, some as long as 4 days. They would not leave, even when dust drifted endlessly into the house Will had built with his own hands. Her essays from the heart of the Depression appeared in the Atlantic magazine. Single-handedly, in thoughtful lyrical prose, she taught the American public what it was like to eat the dust of no man's land. Get this. Catherine Boa Henderson grew up here in Plymouth County on a Union Township farm between Remsen and Kingsley. A farm her father managed on the kind of land Thomas Jefferson believed made promises. She left Siouxland for Mount Holyoke in 1897 at a time when very few farm girls went to college. In her commencement gown and mortarboard, her soft cheeks make her look girlish. There's innocence in her endearing eyes, but no fear. The Hendersons lived hand to mouth through years when there were no cattle in the gates, no fruit on the vine, nothing. She may well have given up on hell because she'd seen enough on earth. But she never stopped believing in the land, even though it neither promised nor delivered a rose garden. Read her for yourself. She's still here in letters from the Dust Bowl.